Knock, knock. Oh, it's open. I just wanted to make sure that you're getting settled down here in the basement. My parents are already asleep, and I know my brother isn't much of a host. He means well, but he just isn't that thoughtful. Well, you probably know. You are his roommate. So, did you find everything you need? And that sofa pulls out, and there are some linens in the laundry room back by the stairs. And the bathroom is kind of small, but you have your own shower. And the spare towels are in the laundry room, too. And it's pretty cozy, right? Especially for an old farmhouse. I'm always telling my folks that we should rent it out on Airbnb, but they're pretty old-fashioned. And who would want to come and stay at a farmhouse in the middle of nowhere? Honestly, I'm confused why you're here. You can't tell me that you went to college dreaming of breaks spent in the Midwest with your roommate's parents. This is a long way from Florida and the girls gone wild scene. So let me guess. I bet my brother told you things get wild up here on the lakes, right? No, he didn't lie. He just exaggerated a bit. First, that it's really only for a couple months in the late summer when it gets hot. Second, the crowd probably isn't what you're looking for. It's not a lot of college kids. Unless you count small-town community college kids who are never going to live more than 20 minutes from home. And they're still the minority. It's mostly a bunch of people my parents' age looking to cut loose and try to relive their lost youth. So, congrats. If your goal was to ogle some Midwestern MILFs with a tramp stamp, then you're in luck. Maybe one of them will even give you a sad little hand job. Oh, you're not looking to hook up? Yeah, no. I'm not sure I believe that one. A college guy on break? You're definitely looking to get your dick wet. Oh, what's that expression on your face? You're surprised by the way I talk? I think someone's been watching too many movies. Maybe you think I'm an innocent little farmer's daughter in awe of the college boy. I went to college too, don't you know? And I went to spring break every year. And not in the Midwest. I had a good time on spring break. A very good time. Then the pandemic happened and I had to move back here. Yeah, I miss it. College boys just have so much more to offer than these small town yokels. I especially like the shy ones. Those gamer boys that seem a little intimidated by women. They're so eager to please and so grateful for a little attention. You seem a bit shy yourself. I bet you're a gamer, aren't you? Just my type. Oh, jeez, look at you blush. Am I making you uncomfortable? Don't tell me. Did my father give you the speech? You know which one. The old, you can stay at our house, but I better not catch you with my daughter speech. He did, didn't he? For Pete's sake, he's always doing that. What a cliche. He's been watching too many movies. Well, don't you worry. I'm a grown woman and can make my own decisions. I don't need my daddy to protect me. Besides, he rarely even shoots that old shotgun of his. I doubt he could hit anything with it. Although I guess, with a shotgun, you don't really have to be that accurate. But hey, don't worry. My parents are sound asleep. They don't hear a thing. We can have a little fun. Yeah, no. I disagree. I don't think I should leave. I felt your eyes on me at dinner. You've been checking me out. And it has me feeling a little worked up. Do you want to know a secret? I didn't really come down here to help you find the linens. Look at you blushing. So cute. If I had a nickel for every time I made a shy boy blush, I do enjoy it. Awkward is sexy, don't you know? Oh, you don't think my brother would like a swing around? Do you really think I care how my brother feels about what I do? Look, we both know that you want this. You've been undressing me with your eyes all evening. Not that I can blame you. I know my ass looks great in these little denim cutoffs. And the way this crop top hugs these hoodies, I bet it's a lot for college boys to handle. For Pete's sake, won't you stop protesting? You're starting to tick me off. Do you really not find me sexy? Maybe I'm too old for you. Maybe you only like college girls? Or maybe I'm too young? Maybe you did really come up here hoping to meet one of those Midwestern MILFs out on the lake. Maybe you're just a pathetic little mama's boy. Oh, you do find me attractive. You didn't have to say that. I know I'm attractive. I've got this hourglass figure, these big titties, this curvy ass, and these strong thighs that can squeeze your face. But it is sweet that you acknowledge that. I do like male attention. I like female attention too, for that matter. I just love when someone is turned on by me. Tell me, good boy, are you getting turned on by me? No, you're not. I can see that bulge, don't you know? You're getting excited right now. And I haven't started undressing. Oh, you think I should leave? Look at you, standing up and pushing me to the door. I didn't think you had it in you. Yeah, no. I think I'm gonna stay. Let me just squeeze right past you and take a seat here on the sofa and get nice and comfy while I take off my top. Shh, 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 shh. Just hold your horses a minute. Stop telling me to leave. Just enjoy the show. You don't have to do a thing. Just watch me unbutton my little crop top. Do you like it? Is the red checkered pattern too much? A little too on the nose for a farmer's daughter? I like to think it's a little innocent, but still pretty sexy. Although it's not as sexy as the lacy red whore bra I'm wearing under it. That's what my mom calls my red lingerie. But she really has no idea. She thinks I'm just a silly, innocent girl who likes to wear red. She doesn't know my little secret. She doesn't know I'm a naughty slut. You like hearing that, don't you? I haven't even gotten my top off, and your hand is on your cock. I bet you didn't even think about it. It was just instinct. You naughty boy. Do you want to get it out? Yes, I would like to see it. You betcha. I like to watch. I am a dirty girl. Oh, you're not sure? What if I start unbuttoning these buttons? Does seeing my cleavage excite you? You're a very naughty boy. You like watching me undress, knowing my parents are upstairs, asleep, and we can get caught at any moment. And that would fuck up your friendship with my brother. But you don't care, do you, naughty boy? Take it out. Take that cock out, you dirty boy. Show me how hard it is. Oh, you have a beautiful cock. It's not quite hard, though, is it? I know you can do better. You just need a little more stimulation. Do you like my lacy red whore bra? It can barely contain these big titties. Maybe I should take it off? You're getting harder now, just for me mentioning it. Look at that dick grow. That's a nice hard dick, you betcha. You're a naughty boy getting so hard. Do you want to see my titties? Well, then you're going to have to ask. Ask to see my titties like a good boy. Louder. Say, please. I don't give a fuck who might hear. Say it louder. That's a good boy. I like it when you say please. It almost sounds like begging. I like hearing you beg like a needy boy. Here's your reward. Look at that cock. It's throbbing. So what are you waiting for? Stroke it for me, naughty boy. Show me how you stroke it. Stroke that beautiful dick while I watch. Tug that cock. Not so fast. Yes, that's it. That's a good boy. You're getting me very excited. I can feel my little red whore panties getting soaked. I just need to unzip my shorts a bit and touch them. Damn, they are drenched. They smell delicious. Come smell my fingers. Do you like how my pussy smells, naughty boy? Do you like my scent? Do you like watching me rub myself while you play with your beautiful cock? Jack it harder, naughty boy. Tug that dick. Pull that cock. Get aggressive. God, my clit is so sensitive. It feels so good to rub it through my whore panties while you watch. I think you should come for me, dirty boy. Don't get shy. Come for me. Look at me. God, it feels so good touching myself for you. My pussy is so fucking wet. I am so turned on watching you. Come for me. Tug that dick. Oh, God, you can do it. Dirty boy, come for me. Look at my big titties. Watch them bounce while I rub my clit. My sexy tits. Imagine how your cock would feel between them. Oh. Ah, this is so fucking hot. We could get caught at any moment. It's so dirty. You're being such a good boy. Oh, come for me. I'm going to count you down. 10. 9. 8. 7. Come on, my tits, dirty boy. I want you to cream all over my titties. Oh, 6. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, come for me. Oh yeah, that's it. Oh, that's it. Such a good boy. Oh, good boy, good boy. You covered my titties in your hot cream. Let me taste. Delicious. Fuck. Well, I better get going. I'm going to have to sneak back into my room and get cleaned up. Then I might take a shower and get myself off while I think about you. Maybe you can join me one day this week if you want to be bold. Or maybe I'll come down and join you. That was fun. You're a very good boy. I'll be sure to drop by again tomorrow night. In case you forget where the linens are. Bye.